guys and gals. Margaret, thank you. I lost her. Oh, all the way back. Okay. But thank y'all. That was fun. I have, for years, I've tried to talk Brenda into helping me do Amazing Grace to the tune of House of the Rising Sun. Didn't happen with me and her, but it happened with them, and I enjoy it, so that was good. I told y'all this morning Brother John would be here tonight. I thought that he was going to be, but about 3:30 this afternoon, I got a call. Miss Anita was having some difficulties and called Brother John and asked for some help. And he said, get ready, but if everything works out, I'll be there. But if it doesn't, so a little bit after 4, he called and said he would not be able to make it. So pray for Anita and transitions that's going on. She's moving. Her house isn't finished. She's kind of in limbo and living out of suitcases and in motels and just waiting for the house to get done. So a very trying time for her. So pray for her and pray for Brother John as he helps her and as we work together. So do remember that. I ask you a question as we begin tonight. Have any of you ever said, I can't live without that? Any of you said, pick out something, I can't live without that? Have any of you ever said, I'll just die if I don't get one of those? Well, thank goodness you got it, because you're still here. So anyway, this is kind of important. I got thinking about that, and you know, we're people who are prone to think about the things that we have to have in life. We just got to have this, we've just got to have that. Well, what is it that I can't live without? How many of you remember the time that you lived without electricity? Any of you? Oh, we got a few. Okay. How many of you remember when the only light you had in your house was that one bulb in the center of the room that hung down with the string? We have a few more. Okay. How many remember when you got your first air-conditioned house? Wasn't it a blessing? Some of you are still waiting because you didn't raise your hand. Anyway, what are things that we can't live without? Here's what James said, and this is in the 4th chapter of James, 14th verse. He said, for what is your life? It's even a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Life. Life short. And if we spend all our time wanting things and looking for things, we're probably going to be miserable people. And with that thought in mind, I thought, well, I'll look up and let me see what it actually says about what things that folks say they can't live without. What's these things that are really most important to folks? So there was a survey done, and they conducted the survey with men and with women, and I'm going to show you and tell you some of the results that happened. Now, I'm going to do the women first, okay? Now, when you start taking these totals out, I give them to you, they're a lot more than 100%. So what it was is that certain numbers found these particular things to be the things they couldn't live without. So, and I don't know if you women are going to be like the survey was or not, but here it goes. 49.9% of the women surveyed said they could not live without a toothbrush. Okay. 49.7% of the women who surveyed said they could not live without a bed. Okay. I like this one. 45.1% said they can't live without shampoo. Now that struck a nerve with me because here the other day, we got a call from one of our daughters who said, I need to go to so-and-so and buy some shampoo, and the only place that I can get it is here, and you have an account there. And y'all know what that means when she said, we have an account there? It wasn't her account. Okay. But she can't live without that kind of shampoo, evidently. 42.8 said that they can't live without their partner, and then 36.3% said they can't live without television. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you can remember when you didn't have television? Anybody? Oh, there's a few. Good. Okay. All right. Men. Men were surveyed. And this is what was said about the men. These are the things that men can't live without. 40.4% of the men surveyed said they can't live without television. First thing, it's the most important thing for men, television. 36.5% said they can't live without my partner. 35.5% said they can't live without their bed. Some of us may understand this one. 32.5% said they can't live without their car. And then 32.2% of the men surveyed became like most of the women and said they can't live without a toothbrush. Now, this was probably not what we're going to call a Christian or a religious survey. It was a survey that simply asked folks what were the most important things in their life. Now, I don't know if they gave them a list of stuff, but they just said these are the things that some folks look at as being the most important things in life. You know, we're all the folks who are prone to think that certain things are the most important things in life. Heard someone say one time, I don't know what I would do without my kids. Most important. Another one, I read this one, and it said, and it was a lady who was not, you know, part of the survey, but she just made this comment because it had been asked what they couldn't live without. She said, I don't know how I would live without my mother. And this particular lady said, I talk to my mom every single day. I tell her every single thing about my life. I don't know how I'd live without my mother. But then a lot of you have learned how to live without mom. A lot of us have learned how to live without other things. But then the scripture says, life's like a vapor. It's here for just a little while and then it's gone. So what we have to figure out is, what are the things that are really important to us? What is it that you can't live without? Well, begin to look this up. You can't live without life's necessities. That's the easiest way to put it. And those things that the men and women talked about are not necessities. You know why? Because a lot of these things that are necessities, people have lived years and years before us without. So they're not the things that keep us alive. But I began to try and read and look at the things. And one writer said, and I appreciate how he said this, he said, every person and situation is different through the rule of three. You think about the rule of three. And here is the rule of three. It gets at the desperate nature of what our bodies and what our lives, what our existence really needs. You think about this. You can live 3 minutes without oxygen. Now, I don't know how many of us can hold our breath for 3 minutes, but it says that you can live for 3 minutes without oxygen. It also says that you can live 3 days without water. Boy, that sounds like a long time. But then the other one is said, you can live 3 weeks without food. The last one I understand, because there have been lots of times that I've been called to hospitals and they've said they've not eaten in a week. They've not eaten in 2 weeks. But by the third week, life is gone. So maybe we can live 3 weeks without food. Maybe we can live 3 days without water. And maybe we can live 3 minutes without oxygen. But I want you to think about it maybe in a spiritual nature. We can't live 1 second without God. Did you know that? You can't. We seem to try to live without God, but we can't live without God. Now, here's some things that I thought were kind of important to us. This is a comment that Job made. He did this in the 33rd chapter in the 4th verse of the book of Job. He said, the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. We cannot live without the breath of God upon us. God is our breath of life. God's the oxygen that we need. God is that force that comes into our lungs and builds us up, that gives us that energy to keep on going. talked to a lot of folks who have had heart problems. If you've ever had heart surgery because of a bypass or something like that, you'll notice that one of the things that happens so often is you get to the spot where you feel like you can't breathe. You can't get that next breath of air. And you gasp for air. There is God being the breath that we need for life, because that oxygen works through the heart and it also works through the mind. And Job simply put it very well. He said, "The breath of the Almighty gives me life." Then it was Jesus who said, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." I'll finish every point with that line. He said, "I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." So Jesus is the breath of life. Another thing, and this is one of the things that a part of the three that we get, so is that first one, breath. Next one is water. Water is very important. How many of you drink at least one glass of water a day? About everybody. It's important. Talked to a guy the other day, and he said, "Preacher, they're making me drink 36 glasses of water a day." I said, "You're walking a lot." Y'all have to think on that one for a minute. But he said, "I'm drinking 36 glasses of water a day." All right. Now, what did that mean? It meant that water was very important. Now, here's what the Bible says. It was in John, the fourth chapter and the 14th verse. Y'all remember that Jesus was talking to a lady at a well. And as he was talking to her, he said, "Give me a drink." And she began to give him a drink. And he said, "The water that I drink of now, I'll drink again. But if you could drink of the water that I have for you, you'll never thirst again." The lady didn't really understand that. But here's what we're learning and what we're seeing is that Jesus himself said that he was the water, if you will, of life. He was that water that contained and kept us going day in and day out. It said, "But whosoever drinks the water I will give you will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become to them a spring of water welling up to" what? "Eternal life." So that water that we might live without for 3 days, the living water gives us eternal life, and that eternal life is in Jesus. We might survive those 3 days without water, but we cannot survive 1 minute without the living water of Jesus Christ. In Luke, the 16th chapter, in the 24th verse, there was the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And to show you just exactly how important water was, the Bible tells us that the rich man was in hell. And he cried out, and notice this verse 24. "So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony and torment in this fire.'" You see how important it was? Just one drop of water would have brought him a little bit of relief. Water is important to us. Without water, you cannot live. And without the living water of Jesus Christ, we have to understand that Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So Jesus is our breath of life. Jesus is our water of life. The other thing is that Jesus is the bread of life. And it's exciting to think about this, because he's that bread that gives us the nourishment. And you know that Jesus talked about in the time that he had his last supper with his disciples. He told them that he was the bread of life, that this is his bread broken for us, and that we might remember him. Well, in John, the 6th chapter and the 35th verse, Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So you see, he takes the two together, the bread and the water. These two give us the life that we're needing. And it's an exciting thing to think about, that Jesus gives to us that bread that's eternal. The bread we think about here so often, y'all, is a temporal thing. We want bread, we want bread, we want food, but it's something that is just here. But then Jesus is that bread that comes that will never, ever be thirsty. He's the bread of life, so that we cannot hunger again. When people begin to think about the important things of life, it's not your television, it's not your car, it's not the toothbrush or anything else. But the most important thing in life is to understand that God gives us life through his breath, through his water, living water, and through his bread, the living bread of life. When people begin to think about the important things of life, we'll begin to understand why some things are temporal. We've got to think about the things that are eternal. Some of the things I asked you about in the very beginning, those have all passed away. That one light in the middle of the room has now become sockets or plug-ins around a wall with different lights attached to it. It's changed. Jesus becomes that light that is within us that makes all things illuminate. We can't live without that light. We can't live without that bread. We can't live without that oxygen. We can't live without that living water. We can live without a lot of things. Mankind has tried to live without a lot of things. But my friend, we have to come down to this one serious thought. You can't live without Jesus. Lots of folks tried. Lots of folks think they're going to be able to make it without Jesus. But without Jesus, you have absolutely nothing. Without Jesus, you have nothing. So Jesus is the air you breathe. That was one of the lines in the song that you heard tonight. He is the air we breathe. He is the water that refreshes our thirsty soul. And he is the bread that nourishes us to serve the Father. So, what's most important in your life? Is it your toothpaste, your toothbrush, your TV, or your car? Or is the most important thing in your life your relationship with Jesus Christ? I urge you to trust him and serve him every day. Let's stand together and bow our hearts.